3 years ago at this time, Jeff Tulucki stopped in at the WVIA studios to tell us about a new musical vision unfolding at Keystone College in Wyoming County. The school was launching a brand new initiative to build a music program from scratch. Jeff Tulucki was given the assignment. He returned yesterday to give us a progress report and to invite us to celebrate their great successes this Sunday evening with The Path We Choose, a concert for fall in the theater in Brooks.
We started in the fall of 2014, and, you know, we had some ambitious goals. You always lay out a plan, director of bands, director of performance music. We have a five-year plan, and we're happy to report that we're way ahead of schedule. Our plan for year three, which is what we're in now, was 25 students and around 30 total participants. We have 65 students and 94 total participants, so it's just absolutely fantastic. We've also expanded. We originated as the Department of Instrumental Music, and we're now the Department of Performance Music because Ms. Megan Horwat came on board as our Director of Vocal Music and has done a tremendous job. We now have 10 musical ensembles available, both vocal and instrumental, from our chorale at Keystone, which has 84 strong singers, and then we have some a cappella groups, the Keystone Chamber Singers, and then all of our instrumental offerings in the Symphonic Band and Jazz Ensemble. But, you know, our numbers and our quality are far surpassed where we initially kind of dictated the progression of the department.
And you've been joining your colleagues mm-hmm. on campus and celebrating their events.
Absolutely, yeah. We look at our department, while not academic, as co-curricular, but yeah, our music and arts fair involved the art department, glass blowing, visual arts, theater. Rachel Strayer is the new director of theater at Keystone, so we love collaborative endeavors. We also, you know, we have business students studying promotion and public relations, so they help us promote our events. It gives the students a chance to work on some marketing and outreach, so it's great.
But we're here to talk about something that front and center, you folks.
Yeah, so we have a concert coming up, a free concert featuring all of our ensembles, the Symphonic Band, Jazz Ensemble, and all of our vocal ensembles. It's The Path We Choose, a concert for the fall, Sunday, October 23rd, 7 p.m. in the theater in Brooks on campus. And as all of our events at Keystone, it is a free admission, open to the public. We are always free. And we're going to feature everything from Dire Tone by Morten Lauridsen to Superstition by Stevie Wonder to Embraceable You by Gershwin. So we're covering the gambit. We'll have something. If you like music, there'll be something there that you enjoy.
When you have people who are doing it because they want to do it, you can feel it.
Absolutely, yeah. All of our ensembles, happily, are over 60% Keystone College students because that's our focus. But we've really rounded out nicely to where all of our ensembles also have alumni. Every single ensemble has alumni. Every single ensemble has adult community musicians. And we've also expanded some of our high school affiliations with Abington Heights, Dunmore, Montrose, directors like Eric Boland and Nicole Zawicki, Suzanne Bonici. Just some great people out there that are having their high school students play with as well. You know, we love seeing the interaction between college students, younger students, and the adult musicians because we can all learn so much from each other with our different perspectives.
It bears saying that you hold everyone to a standard mm-hmm. that is achievable, but one that helps everybody grow.
Oh, absolutely. We have high expectations. We always seek musical excellence. That's always a goal. But we are in that niche of students who aren't majoring in music. So we start at an achievable level. The college students get lessons, and some of my lessons are we're going over trumpet masterworks, and I'm working on the nuance of grace notes, and other lessons are a student working on tuning up that scale that they're working on, and that's okay too. But yeah, we welcome all ability levels, no tuition, no audition, no fees.
And Jeff, you mentioned moving on to December, but that's going to be here before we know
it. Before we know it, yeah. So if people want to mark their calendars, we'll have our winter holiday concert on December 11th. That'll be 7 o'clock. And again, that will be free. And one of the things we're excited about at that event is we'll also have various charities in the lobby that you can choose to donate to. And we will have Toys for Tots collection bins. So that's kind of spirit of the season. It's one of the things that I'm very proud to be an employee at Keystone, that they're not only supporting these on-campus endeavors, but we're growing them. We're turning into events for charities. We're going off-campus to perform. We're initiating the Keystone Commitment, where you get help with repaying your loans if you need that kind of thing. So it's just a very ambitious institution, and I'm very lucky to work there and just very, very pleased to see that we're forward-looking. And while a lot of institutions are downsizing, we're growing and looking to support ambition.
Jeff Tulucki, Director of Bands at Keystone College in La Plume, Performance Music at Keystone College will present its fall concert titled The Path We Choose this Sunday, October 23rd at 7 in the evening in the theater in Brooks, the Keystone College Symphonic Band. We're hearing them now. The jazz ensemble, the chorale at Keystone, and the chamber singers will each perform a variety of instrumental and vocal selections. Admission is free and the event is open to the public. You are most welcome. For more information on the web, keystone.edu, keystone.edu. You can find them on Facebook, facebook.com/music@keystone. It's Performance Music at Keystone College in La Plume. It's fall concert, The Path We Choose, Sunday, October 23rd at 7 in the evening in the theater in Brooks on the campus. Again, that's in La Plume in Wyoming County. The Keystone College Symphonic Band, the Jazz Ensemble, the Chorale at Keystone, and the Chamber Singers will perform. The concert is free and open to the public. For more information, on the web, keystone.edu, keystone.edu.